news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
We're at 6.05, FM Talk 106.5. Top news stories of the day, plus sports and weather on the way. First thing we'll check is Kane in traffic.
Good morning, everyone, from the spring of Toyota.com traffic center. We've had a good start coming across the Bayway and the Causeway. Already finding some heavier traffic because of construction southbound 65 from airport to Dolphin. And again, they've got an accident just past Loxley exit in the final clearing stages. Need to get out of the house but want to stay close to home? A staycation at the Battle House Hotel and Spa is just what you need, including a deluxe newly renovated guest room, complimentary valet parking, and $50 Visa gift card. Book at Marriott.com and use promo code P91. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelly Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
It's all about you.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
The management and staff of Anglers Resource, 400 East Section Avenue in Foley, remind drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert and be prepared to stop suddenly when driving in areas where children are present. Observe all speed limits in school zones and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Buckle up, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This message provided by the management and staff of Anglers Resource, 400 East Section Avenue in Foley.
Right, 608 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. It's right there.
Right here.
Right there. Coming off a weekend into a Monday, Dr. Bill has our forecast for the work week. I'll sneak peek it and let you know some rain back in the forecast later on this week. He'll detail that coming up at around 6:35. Also on the way this morning, we'll check in with Kane, keep your traffic up to date. And, okay, let me, should I say it?
I don't know what you're about to say, but yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Good. Good. This is the voice of reason in this pair. Looks like Paul Feinbaum joins us this morning in the 8 o'clock hour to talk college football or not.
Yeah. I'm excited that Paul Feinbaum's coming on. I'm not particularly excited about the content we're going to discuss with him.
I should have texted him at happier times, but it came to mind last night. Maybe I should text him. So I think about 8:15 or so, Paul will join us. We'll talk with him more about college football coming
Outstanding.
Up. All right. Let's look at the coronavirus numbers nationally here at home. Dalton has the latest from over the weekend.
Yeah, nationally, Sean, we've now crossed 5 million total cases of coronavirus and over 154,500 deaths. The actual numbers, 5,018,877 cases and 154,520 deaths. But some good news, it does appear that we're heading back down the curve after we hit a second peak for new cases around July 23rd. Yesterday, 51,291 new cases were added nationally, and the seven-day average has fallen to 53,500 cases per day. That's right around what we were averaging 1 month ago on our way up the peak. Testing has been quite a bit lower since the 1st of August. Because of that, the seven-day average has dropped to around 710,000 tests per day. You do a little math, and that puts us at 7.5% of the national tests are coming back positive. There were 1,700 deaths reported over the weekend. The seven-day average for fatalities has been fairly level over the last 10 days at right around 1,050 per day. And those numbers, they had been consistently increasing since July 6th. Hospitalizations began their increase around June 20th. That means that the fatality numbers are and were showing up between 2 and 3 weeks after the hospitalization numbers. And since hospitalizations began decreasing around July 24th, I would expect to see the fatalities to begin heading back down this week nationally. There have also been over 61 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. Here in Alabama, 97,735 confirmed cases of COVID in the state, and 1,707 have died from the coronavirus. There are currently 1,595 hospitalized in hospitals around the state. Mobile County added 527 new cases from Friday through Sunday and 3 new deaths, bringing the totals to 9,947 cases, along with 207 that have died in Mobile County. Baldwin County added 164 new cases and 2 new deaths. They now have 3,544 cases with 25 that have died. Washington County, 391 cases with 12 deaths. Clark County, 662 cases with 9 deaths. They had a lot of new cases in Clark County over the weekend. Monroe County, 421 cases with 4 deaths. Kanawha County, 393 cases with 10 that have died. Escambia County, 1,082 cases with 17 deaths. Choctaw County, 283 cases with 12 fatalities. And Wilcox County, 429 cases with 10 deaths. Locally, if you look at the charts, we are heading down the slope of the first, and I pray the only, wave of cases in our area. Mobile is averaging 135 cases per day over the last week. That's the lowest that number's been since July 13th. And Baldwin is averaging 52 new cases per day. That's the lowest they've seen since July 11th. Statewide, there were 1,122 cases added yesterday. 7-day average is down to 1,275 cases per day. That's what we were averaging just about a month ago on our way up our first major peak. And like the nation's numbers as a whole, it appears that new cases are on the way down the curve after we hit a peak of near 2,000 cases per day back on July 18th. There were 33 deaths reported over the weekend in Alabama, 7-day average at 19 per day. That's the lowest it's been since July 14th. And I've said this before, the fatality reports from the state are very inconsistent, which makes it more difficult to follow the trends. But with new cases and hospitalizations trending down, I would expect to see the numbers of COVID fatalities in the state continue to decrease this week following the highs in cases from about 2 weeks ago. That's a look around the state and the nation with COVID-19.
Hey, thank you, Dalton, for the update. 613 FM Talk 106.5. And as we talk about those peaks, people are wondering what's going to happen here with kids going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and we're within 48 hours of kids going back to school in Baldwin County. I know a lot of parochial schools, private schools in Mobile and Baldwin County go back this week. Mobile County Public Schools, September for their start. But even already, Saraland was the early starter, and now they have a positive test there and 5 people quarantined. That's one of our 3 big things, top news stories of the day. We'll get to that here coming up in just a couple minutes. Now let's look at a couple other stories here. The WHO, the World Health Organization, I know, they change their tune every, 3 to 4 weeks out there. But now WHO, for what it's worth, is saying that even with the current surge in coronavirus cases in the United States and other countries, lockdowns can be avoided, they said. Here's Jim Brew with more.
First of all, as Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the WHO's COVID-19 technical lead, says,
lockdown, that means different things to different groups.
Now, the WHO doesn't use that word lockdown because it connotes a one-size-fits-all.
What we've tried to say from the beginning is that it isn't one action.
It's happened, however. Parts of China, much of Europe early in the pandemic actually locked down. It worked, too. The virus spread was suppressed, but it came at a very high economic and mental health cost for many. In the UK, the Office of National Statistics shows the lockdowns have resulted in more than 25 million people suffering from increased anxiety and worries about jobs and finances. Similar studies in Spain, which imposed the strictest and longest lockdowns, Belgium, France, and other countries, have shown similar results.
It's a very blunt measure.
The WHO's Dr. Mike Ryan.
It suppresses the virus by really separating everybody from everybody else. And that's been the struggle. Can we move away from such a blunt measure to a more sophisticated, real-time, localized, targeted, comprehensive strategy based on local data, local action, a rapid turnaround of testing, the ability to isolate and treat cases quickly, the ability to identify, track, trace, and quarantine contacts. In other words, if we are to get out of this, and I would say this to the United States, as I would say to many other countries, we have to create a new partnership, a new deal between government services and community action.
He says individuals must be educated, made to understand, and encouraged to participate in localized, targeted measures to control the spread so wider blanket measures don't have to be reimposed. Citizens, he says, have to take most of the responsibility. Physical distancing, wearing masks, frequent hand washing.
And that requires strong, sustained, and trusted leadership at all levels to make that happen.
He also admits it's easy to say, not so easy to deliver. I'm Jim Roop.
All right, 615 FM Talk, 106.5 Mobile Mornings, 78 now as we get started on this. It's supposed to be this way on the 10th of August. We'll get more from Dr. Bill coming up around 6:35. All right, in sports.
An emergency meeting yesterday among the Power 5 conference leaders. And yes, canceling or postponing the 2020 football season is on the line. I'll have more on that coming up in sports. Also, a 23-year-old wins a major in the PGA Championship yesterday. I'll let you know who coming up in sports.
All right, headlines from WKRG or straight ahead.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Belforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Shop the open-air tent sale at Yellowhammer Fishing August 15th and 16th, showcasing their new exclusive brand, Hammerhead Kayaks. All equipped with chair-style seats and paddles, including two different pedal drive models. Yellowhammer Fishing has everything you need for a great day on the water, fishing, or just exploring, with products tailored for our local waters. Find the kayak that's just for you or shop now for the holidays at the Yellowhammer Fishing open-air tent sale Saturday and Sunday, August 15th and 16th from 9 to 5. Highway 90 West in Theodore next to Hood's and on Facebook. Financing available. This year, let the Carrot Patch Jewelers help you start the rest of your life together with the perfect diamond that will capture her love. At the Carrot Patch Jeweler, our expert staff will guide you through our stunning selection of engagement rings and wedding sets, sure to make her passion last a lifetime, a passion that intensifies with every stare. If you can't find the perfect ring, we'll custom design one exactly for you in their new location, 800 Hillcrest Road, at carrotpatchmobile.com. When you find your perfect match, come see us at the Carrot Patch.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reported yesterday that there's a growing concern among college athletics officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports will be canceled or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Power 5 conference commissioners reportedly held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the immediate future of their college athletics programs. On Saturday, the Mid-American Conference became the first FBS and Group of Five conference to postpone their football season. And ESPN's sources report that most Big Ten school presidents have indicated that they would also vote to postpone the 2020 season. There were reportedly no major decisions made on Sunday night among the Power 5 conferences, but ESPN sources have told them that the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if schools do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. ACC athletic directors will meet this morning, and Pac-12 university leaders are scheduled to meet tomorrow. There's no word on when or if SEC and Big 12 leaders will meet this week or whether they are on board with postponing the season. Meanwhile, dozens of star NCAA football players used social media and the hashtag #WeWantToPlay to make their intentions clear about what they'd like to do this fall. Players from all five major conferences, including Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, came together to create a joint statement that expressed their desire to play the 2020 season while asking for uniform health and safety protocols for dealing with the pandemic. The student-athletes also laid out their intentions to form a college football players association in the future. Paul Feinbaum is joining us this morning at 8:15 to discuss these meetings. The Power 5 emergency meeting was called 2 days after the SEC released its final list of matchups for the 2020 conference-only football schedule. SEC teams already had 8 conference opponents scheduled for the season, with each team taking on 6 divisional opponents and 2 cross-division matchups. On Friday, the league added 2 more interdivision opponents for each team. Alabama will now face Kentucky in Tuscaloosa and Missouri on the road, in addition to the already scheduled annual matchups against Georgia and Tennessee. Auburn will face Tennessee and hit the road to take on South Carolina. LSU has it relatively easy. They added games against Missouri and Vanderbilt. Poor Arkansas may have the toughest draw. The Razorbacks had games against Florida and Georgia added to their 2020 schedule. The SEC has plans to publicly announce the dates for all games within the next 2 weeks. But as I mentioned earlier, that will only come if the season is not postponed later this week. On the PGA Tour, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. It was only the 2nd major tournament that Morikawa has played since his professional career began. While tied at 11 under par with English golfer Paul Casey, Morikawa hit an incredible 287-yard drive on the par 4 16th hole and then nailed the eagle putt to take a 2-stroke lead. Former University of California. There we go. There was Morikawa.
It's brilliant, Nick. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
An incredible shot. The former University of California golfer wrapped up the tournament with a 6-under 64 and the best closing round by a PGA champion in 25 years. Casey and Dustin Johnson finished tied for 2nd at 11 under par. In NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin on Sunday in Michigan to complete a Cup Series doubleheader sweep. Harvick also won Saturday's race, and the 2 victories gave him 6 on the season, the most of any driver. Harvick's 55th career victory moved him into a 10th place tie with Rusty Wallace, 1 behind Kyle Busch. In baseball, the Atlanta Braves swept a Sunday doubleheader against Philadelphia with a 5-2 and 8-0 shutout win in the 7-inning long games. Braves slugger Ronald Acuna Jr. hit 1 home run in the first game and 2 in the second game to cap a great day at the plate. And in the NHL, the playoff qualifying series have ended and the 16-team Stanley Cup playoffs are officially set. First games will begin tomorrow. In the Eastern Conference, number 1 seed Philadelphia will take on number 8 seed Montreal in a best-of-7 series. Number 2 seed Tampa Bay will face number 7 seed Columbus. Number 3 Washington will play the number 6 seed New York Islanders. And number 4 Boston will take on number 5 Carolina. In the Western Conference, number 1 seed Vegas will play number 8 seed Chicago. Number 2 Colorado will face number 7 Arizona. Number 3 Dallas will play number 6 Calgary. And number 4 St. Louis will face the 5th seed Vancouver. 6:23 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Alpha Plastics, keeping your employees and customers safe with clear protective shields. Alpha Plastics has the material on hand to produce any type of barriers to fit your needs. Call 471-1130 for a quote today. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Talking with Ben Kearns from Taylor Martino. Ben, I know that we're all looking for certain things in a law firm, but what are attorneys like you looking for in a client?
Sean, we're looking for honest clients with honest injuries. We want to represent people who are really hurt and who are really entitled to compensation. We demand honesty from our clients, and we will be honest with our clients in return. We have an ethical obligation to do so.
Also reflects on y'all's level of success in the courtroom.
Absolutely, it does. And jurors and judges know about our reputation, and they know that we're going to present an honest case, and we're going to have honest clients. That's why we think we're more likely likely to get you fair compensation for your injuries.
All right. Well, I want to tell you about what's happened to me. I want to meet with you. How do I do that?
You can give me a call at 251-433-3131. Set up an initial intake interview. I want to meet you. I want to see you face to face. Let's talk. Interview might take an hour to an hour and a half, but I like to be thorough.
There he is, Ben Kearns, Taylor Martino. You just Google Taylor Martino and get that appointment today.
As a homeowner and your neighbor, I want to tell you about my friends at Air Specialty. When you turn to the experts at Air Specialty, you can rest assured you're getting the best quality service in the Mobile area. Air Specialty is a Carrier factory authorized dealer that's committed to your comfort and safety. Ask us about the indoor air quality products that can kill most viruses, bacteria, and allergens, providing you peace of mind that the air you're breathing is clean and healthy. Air Specialty and Carrier can do it all. Visit air-specialty.com.
Air Specialty.
License number 84408.
Good morning, everyone. For the spring of Toyota.com traffic center, we look great from Loxley, the Baldwin Beach Express, and Daphne along I-10 and across the Bayway and the Causeway. From the 1065 split, Range Line Road out from Old Pass, Cagoula, Three Notch, and Highway 90, we've had no new wrecks in the roadways. Spring of Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, where you can shop their entire inventory online at SpringHillToyota.com. It's just that easy. Like a new 2020 Camry for just $149 a month for 30 months. See them at SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Mornings. Less than 10 minutes away from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with the work week forecast and a look at the tropics as we edge ever so more closely to the peak of hurricane season in the foothills now. A little rise, a little hills and hollers on our way up the mountain here. Also, heads up, on the front page of our website, it's the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. And this is very rare, Dalton. It is tied right now. Are you worried about sending your children back to school? Right, that's our question. And right now, 50, how many times have we seen 50-50? Like twice ever?
That's rare. Very rare.
So if you want to move it one way or another, your vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. Are you worried about sending your kids back to school? So, and speaking of which, so there's the national story about kids going back to school and the push from a lot of Republicans and maybe some Democrats out there. The kids need to go back to school for so many reasons. Number one, I would think to get the little mush brains educated. Yeah. There's that part of it. Also, what it means for the economy and the parents trying to get them back to work. Then there's the other part of it, fears of coronavirus. We hear stories out there that say the kids really have a lot less chance of getting it, a lot less chance of spreading it. Then you hear other people say, well, no, they can get it and spread it. Then we get this story here locally from our news partners at WKRG. A Saraland High School student tested positive for COVID-19 as of Friday morning. Saraland School Superintendent Dr. Aaron Milner says the school system was notified and they've now quarantined 5 other people total. We'll talk more about this coming up. News is next from WKRG.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on 3 new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Bellforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook. Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
President Trump extends unemployment benefits and defers payroll tax under executive orders.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro on NBC's Meet the Press expressing divine acceptance of the president acting through executive orders.
The Lord and the Founding Fathers created executive orders because of partisan bickering and divided government. That's what we have here.
Key negotiator, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, on CNN's State of the Union, noting that she and Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer came down from their original $3 trillion starting point.
That doesn't mean the needs of the American people have gone down. It just means we recognize that they have a disdain for the needs of the American people.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
Those orders provide an additional $400 a week in benefits after Congress failed to extend a $600 weekly benefit. Trump's plan requires for states to kick in of that money, $100 a week. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Crude oil up 59 cents at $41.81 a barrel, supported by Saudi optimism about Asian demand and an Iraqi pledge to deepen supply cuts. Saudi Arabian Aramco CEO says he sees oil demand rebounding in Asia as economies gradually open up. On the supply side, Iraq says it would cut its oil output by a further 400,000 barrels per day in August and September to compensate for its overproduction in the past 3 months. Months into the pandemic, Clorox disinfectant wipes and other cleaning products are still difficult, often impossible to find. Although Clorox officials said in May they expected retail shelves to be stocked by this summer, they anticipate it will take longer. Clorox says it now expects it will take a full year to get back to the supply levels it needs to be at. On Wall Street, futures are mixed after stocks ended mixed on Friday. The Dow Industrials added 46. The NASDAQ fell 97. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
The Subaru A Lot to Love event celebrates all the reasons a Subaru is the best value choice on the road today. Kelley Blue Book says Subaru is the most trusted brand for the last 6 years. Now through August 31st, take advantage of the 0% financing for up to 63 months on select new Subarus. Come experience the Kobe difference on the I-65 service road or online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. I'm going to press that button up top there. Yeah, there we go. No, try it again. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Morning, Sean.
All right, as we get started on this Monday, it's I don't know exactly what's in your forecast, but a 100% chance in August, I have a feeling.
Good chance, yes. we've got the possibility of a few thunderstorms this afternoon. Over the weekend, turned out pretty good, although we did get some finally some measurable rain at the airport on Saturday, a little more than a half an inch. But yesterday, it was basically dry across the region. Today, though, we'll see a few thunderstorms develop, and most of that it probably be due to the sea breeze, I think, today. The sea breeze will help push that moist air to the north and cause it to lift over the warmer land. And as a result, we'll see some thunderstorm activity. Now, but today, I expect temperatures to get up around 94, maybe even to 95 degrees this afternoon. And it looks like a heat index as high as about 105 or 106. Now, tonight, there may be a few isolated thunderstorms around, especially in the evening, low tonight in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy and a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. And we'll see those temperatures get up again around 95 degrees. Now, for the rest of the week, a better chance for thunderstorm activity in the afternoon. Wednesday, in the low 90s, good chance of thunderstorms. And the same for Thursday and Friday, with high temperatures in the lower 90s. So as we go through the week, we'll see an increasing chance for those afternoon thunderstorms.
All right, Dr. Bill, what are you watching in the tropics?
Right now, over the Gulf of Mexico, it's quiet, and also the Caribbean, but we do have a fairly organized tropical wave that's approaching the halfway point between Africa and the islands of the Caribbean. And it looks like it could become a tropical depression over the next couple of days. The track that it will likely take will probably bring it in the vicinity of the Leeward Islands as we get to later in the week. However, conditions in that area right now are not favorable for intensification, but we're going to be watching this one and another tropical wave coming off the African coast.
Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
There's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast, and of course is on the tropics all hurricane season long. 637 FM Talk 106.5. Dalton's got some sports on the way. The question is, will they be playing college football at all? We'll get to that coming up in just a few, and traffic is next.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Naaman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Naaman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at naamanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Naaman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jacks!
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Good morning, everyone. For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Good ride from Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort across the Bayway and the Causeway through the George Wallace and the Bankhead Tunnels. Again, from the 1065 split coming down from Saraland, Chickasaw and Pritchard, no delays. Lotus CBD and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street across from the golf course. They offer all things hemp. They've recently added over 150 new items. Find them on Facebook and Instagram. It's Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 639 right now. It was just about 639. By the way, a reminder, too, if you didn't catch it last week, you're back in town. Maybe you're a few people are traveling, which I got a story about that in a second. But if you didn't catch it last week, the debut of the Jeff Poor Show here at FM Talk 106.5. Jeff on from 9 to noon every weekday. So the Jeff Poor Show, part of now 8-hour block, 8 hours in a row of live local talk, starts at 6 in the morning, goes through 2 in the afternoon. What I've got to say, it's kind of a regional thing anyways when Paul Feinbaum takes over at 2 and he goes 2 to 6. But yeah, from 6 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon, live local talkers from right here in the studio. We are now up to 52 2 hours a week of live local programming. By the way, those podcasts available by going to fmtalk1065.com and clicking the podcast tab. Or better yet, subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher, where else?
Spotify.
TuneIn. Spotify. That's like for tunes, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You can listen to the best of the Marshall Tucker Band, and then when you've had enough of that, just scroll on over to the FM Talk 106.5 podcasts and listen to the latest from Midday Mobile or the Jeff Porcia.
All right. Check that out. That's today, 9 o'clock, with Jeff Poor here at FM Talk 106.5. Also on our list here, if you look at three big things, top news stories of the day, they're on the front page of FMTalk1065.com. We talked about Saraland Schools. You had a person test positive for COVID-19, and I guess you have people that had some association with that student. They've been quarantined as well. Mm-hmm. So 14 days at the beginning of school. We're within 48 hours, just a little over 48 hours of school starting back for a lot of schools, Baldwin County Public Schools, a lot of private schools, parochial schools as well. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens. Is there a certain point, the kind of the way they're punting here on college football maybe, is there a certain point where they say, we got to go to virtual?
I don't know, because you'll probably see this headline if you start browsing the news today, how many children have tested positive for COVID-19 nationwide over the last few weeks. And the report out that just over 97,000 children from July 16th to July 30th tested positive for the virus. But when you take into account the total number of cases we've had, over 5 million, they said that more than 338,000 of those 5 million were children that have tested positive. It's just another number to go into the argument of whether it's safe enough to have kids go back to school or not.
Are you worried about children heading back to school? You can vote online, front page of fmtalk1065.com. The 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question, check that out. Also, second stimulus checks. That's what people want to know about. And from the folks at WKRG, said with President Donald Trump bypassing the nation's lawmakers and issuing executive orders to defer payroll taxes and replace an expired unemployment benefit, many are wondering where that leaves the second round of direct payments to Americans. The answer for now is nowhere. Though President Trump had previously said additional stimulus checks would be coming, direct payments were not estimated in his four executive, or were not mentioned in his four executive orders issued on Saturday. That leaves a portion of the coronavirus aid proposals in limbo. President Trump cast his orders as necessarily given when lawmakers have been unable to reach an agreement to plunge more money into the stumbling economy. So when do you get your $1,200 check? Don't know. Remains to be seen for sure. All right, 642 FM Talk 106.5. And what does that mean for the economy? What does that mean for the stock market? Westwood One's Jessica Enninger has more.
Markets are coming off a winning week. Investors will have new jobs numbers to digest this morning. The JOLTS report will be out. I'm Jessica Enninger. Markets start this new trading day after a winning week last week. Shares of some big names hit all-time highs on Friday, like Facebook, T-Mobile, Best Buy, Chipotle, Home Depot, Lowe's, and UPS, which announced it's raising shipping fees. Here's a look at the markets year-to-date. The Dow is down 3%, the S&P 500 index up 3%, and the NASDAQ is up a whopping 22%. Gold is trading near a record high this morning. The unemployment rate ticked down to 10.2% for July, in the top 10 for highest unemployment rates in recent history in the U.S., but companies did add workers last month.
I wouldn't celebrate too much. When you look at the number of people on temporary layoff, that fell by 1.3 million. So most of the people who got jobs in July were called back for their old jobs.
Harvard economist Jason Furman on CNBC. President Trump reignited the trade war with Canada. That nation is retaliating by imposing tariffs on nearly $3 billion worth of goods heading north of the border. Dr. Anthony Fauci says the chance of a coronavirus vaccine being highly effective is not that great. John or Chris should ask, what businesses are doing really well in the pandemic right now? Well, turns out Americans are sitting at home and spending on remodeling their homes this summer.
It's hot tubs, screened-in porches, back decks. Outdoor is the new indoor. There was a 58% annual increase in project leads for home professionals in June on Houzz, an online remodeling platform. Outdoor spaces saw the biggest jump, pool and spa, three times what they were a year ago. Homeowners have more equity in their homes than they've ever had before. And so a lot of folks are doing cash out refis, but they're also using the savings they have because they've saved so much from not going out, not eating out, no entertainment.
CNBC's Diana Olick.
Which, by the way, I can tell you anecdotally from my social media feeds, that's true. I've seen more people put pools in or some kind of hot tub or something this year than I think ever before. I've been paying attention to it. Also put a story up on my Twitter feed, at FMTalk1065, from Wall Street Journal, talking about the number. They really break down the numbers of the people that put pools in, above-ground pools. Also, like, if you're fancy like the Sullivans, inflatable pools.
Ooh,
inflatable
like
pool on the back deck. Don't you know our neighbors love us? So put that in. I just filled her up again yesterday. Cleaned it. You know, instead of skimming it, you just dump it out.
Did you go with the full pool boy look? Were you walking around with the big net
and some red tight shorts on?
Yeah.
There's that Wall Street Journal story breaks down. I mean, not just here in the South, all over the country, the number of pools that have been put in. I know locally, just hearing from people, people that put in pools are way backed up right now because they've been so busy with people doing that. One day we'll achieve putting an in-ground pool in, but for now it's the inflatable pool on the back deck for the Sullivan.
Hey, the inflatable works. I just wish, you know, walking around in this heat, as I've done every weekend, I wish that I'd been smart enough to put a pool in. Maybe next year I'll put a pool in the backyard.
I'll give you, when we go to the break, I'll tell you what we got, and you can get this baby, put it in the backyard, and you finish mowing. I got it right there by the tomato plants and the beans and all that on the back deck, so I can do some weeding while I'm in the pool. It's a nice look.
I love it.
Also, speaking of the Twitter feed, you want to play a game? I put these pictures up yesterday evening at FMTalk1065 on Twitter, and you identify the machine.
Mm-hmm.
There's some big machines on the Twitter feed. You look at them and tell me what they are. I don't have any prizes, but you know, you'll feel better about yourself.
Yeah, I tried playing that game last night. I lost.
Yes.
I can tell you, saw some John Deere's out there.
Yeah, but what do
yeah,
they
I
do?
I don't know. I was lost on that one.
All right, well, check it out at FMTalk1065 on Twitter. 6:46, and we'll check in with headlines from WKRG and sports with Dalton, all straight ahead.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209-6114.
Damn the torpedoes and full speed ahead. It's time for the 18th annual Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo Saturday, August 15th at Dauphin Island Marina. Fish in 16 different inshore or offshore categories. Cash jackpots for king mackerel and speckled trout, plus thousands of dollars in door prizes and the Mystic Angler cash drawings of $100, $200, and $250 will be given away. Due to COVID-19, prize winners will be contacted after the rodeo and social distancing guidelines will be in place on site. Tickets are $25. Kids 12 and under, $10. Kids prizes for croaker, hard-headed catfish, and white trout supplied by Bass Pro Shops. The Stripers proudly donate 20% of the cash jackpots, plus match it for St. Jude's Children's Hospital. For tournament details and tickets, visit mssrodeo.com. The Mystic Stripers Family Fishing Rodeo, August 15th, Dauphin Island Marina. Sponsored by Bass Pro Shops, Mobile Appliance, L&M Tires, Smith Electric, Greer's Food Tiger, Dennis Lang and Construction, Don's Heating and Air, and Butch Cassidy's MG. Judy's Place. This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on three new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Bellforest Elementary School in Daphne. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
As a new school year begins, Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company at 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley reminds drivers that school zones will be areas of congested traffic. Stay alert, observe speed limits in school zones, and cooperate with safety personnel and school bus drivers. Always buckle up, slow down, keep your eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and above all, don't text while driving. This back-to-school safety message provided by Baldwin Mutual Insurance Company at 315 East Laurel Avenue in Foley. Community leaders taking part in the Gulf Coast back-to-school safety campaign. Shopping for a pre-owned car, RV, or boat? 90 West Auto and Marine's new lot and showroom is right by Mobile Lumber. You'll find so many high-quality cars and RVs that you may have a hard time deciding on one. 90 West Auto and Marine.
Good morning. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. ESPN reported yesterday that there is growing concern among college athletics officials that the upcoming football season and other fall sports will be canceled or postponed because of the coronavirus pandemic. Power 5 conference commissioners reportedly held an emergency meeting on Sunday to discuss the immediate future of their college athletics programs. On Saturday, the Mid-American Conference became the first FBS and Group of Five conference to postpone their football season. And ESPN sources report that most Big Ten school presidents have indicated that they would also vote to postpone the 2020 season. There were reportedly no major decisions made on Sunday night among the Power Five conferences, but ESPN's sources have told them that the commissioners talked about trying to collaborate if schools do decide to cancel or postpone fall sports. ACC athletic directors will meet this morning, and Pac-12 university leaders are scheduled to meet tomorrow. There's no word on when or if SEC and Big 12 leaders will meet this week or whether they are on board with postponing the season. Meanwhile, dozens of star NCAA football players used social media and the hashtag #WeWantToPlay to make their intentions clear about what they'd like to do this fall. Players from all five major conferences, including Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence, came together to create a joint statement that expressed their desire to play the 2020 season while asking for uniform health and safety protocols for dealing with the pandemic. The student-athletes also laid out their intentions to form a college football players association in the future. Coming up at 8:15 this morning, we'll talk with Paul Feinbaum from the Paul Feinbaum Show about these recent developments. The Power 5 emergency meeting was called 2 days after the SEC released its final list of matchups for the 2020 conference-only football schedule. SEC teams already had 8 conference opponents scheduled for the season, with each team taking on 6 divisional opponents and 2 cross-division matchups. On Friday, the league added 2 more interdivision opponents for each team. Alabama will now face Kentucky in Tuscaloosa and Missouri on the road, in addition to the already scheduled annual matchups against Georgia and Tennessee. Auburn will face Tennessee and hit the road to take on South Carolina. LSU has it relatively easy. They added games against Missouri and Vanderbilt, and poor Arkansas may have the toughest draw of them all. The Razorbacks had games against Florida and Georgia added to their 2020 schedule. The SEC has plans to publicly announce the dates for all games within the next 2 weeks, but as I mentioned earlier, that will only come if the season is not postponed this week. On the PGA Tour, 23-year-old Colin Morikawa won the PGA Championship at Harding Park in San Francisco. It was only the second major tournament that Morikawa has played since his professional career began. While tied at 11 under par with English golfer Paul Casey, Morikawa hit an incredible 287-yard drive on the par 4 16th hole and then nailed the eagle putt to take a 2-stroke lead.
Top tracer. Powered by Top Golf.
Well, it looks like a wow.
It's brilliant, Nick. It's brilliant. Absolutely brilliant.
Brilliant. The former University of California golfer wrapped up the tournament with a 6-under 64 and the best closing round by a PGA champion in 25 years. Casey and Dustin Johnson finished tied for second at 11-under par. And in NASCAR, Kevin Harvick held off Denny Hamlin on Sunday in Michigan to complete a Cup Series doubleheader sweep. Harvick also won Saturday's race. Those two victories give him 6 on the season. That's the most of any driver. And Harvick, that was his 55th career victory, which moves him into a 10th place all-time tie with Rusty Wallace, 1 win behind Kyle Busch. 6:53 on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for scattered afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the mid-70s. And tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the mid-90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Concerned with the safety of our children, the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope remind drivers to obey the safety patrol. Seatbelt you and your children, respect the speed limits in school zones, keep your eyes on the road, and never text while driving. Let's make this school year a safe one. The safety reminder brought to you by the management and staff of Old Time Feed and Garden Supply on Greeno Road in Fairhope, reminding you to stay alert driving this school year.
Sportsman's Marine has been your trusted boat dealership on the Eastern Shore since 1950. We pride ourselves on giving you the best service, the best parts and accessories, and an expert staff here to help you get out on the water and stay out on the water in a boat that fits your needs. If you're in the market for a quality boat, check out Sportsman's Marine's new model, Edgewater Boats. Edgewater is one of the highest quality boat builders in the industry, where luxury is standard. Live the Edgewater life. Visit sportsmansmarine.com today.
If you love fishing or know someone who loves fishing, FM Talk 106.5 wants to see your pictures. Share your best fishing photo in the comments of our weekly fishing photos post on Facebook, Trophy Picks, or Kids First Minnow. New or old, we want to see them. Then get your family and friends to like your photo. The picture with the most likes wins an FM Talk 106.5 fishing team shirt. And listen for your shout out on FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors.
Brought to you by Sportsman's Marine on the Eastern Shore.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good ride from the 1065 split Dolphin Island Parkway in downtown from the tunnels across the Bayway. The Causeway still light traffic. Fairhope, Daphne, eastbound is Ford across the Bayway. The Causeway. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner invites you out for lunch today. 7 wings and French fries, only $9.99. They've got their chicken Caesar salad, 3 fish tacos, Philly cheesesteak, and more. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls every day till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 6:56, FM Talk 106.5. Another unintended consequence out there of wearing masks. According to a new survey out there, Dalton, 57% of people say they're brushing their teeth now more than ever because their mask has made them realize just how bad their breath actually is.
I thought that might happen.
It's a good thing. Mm-hmm. So the mask has an unintended consequence here of people spending a little more time with that brush and paste out there.
Yeah, but just by putting the mask on, a lot of people are like, oh, dang. Is that what I've been walking around smelling like all this time? I need to maybe brush a second or third time a day.
There's some people out there that we've been around over the years that may... Well, putting a mask on with their breath may lead to some unintended health consequences for them. It may bring them down. We've had to smell that stuff. And now that halitosis is caught right there inside the mask, how do you disinfect that joker?
I'd say some need a second or third mask at the same time.
Oh, yeah. like levels of filtration?
Yeah.
Right, but it's just... Well, those mass stories out there. 6:57 FM Talk 106.5 News is straight ahead.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The SEC and other Power 5 conference commissioners held an emergency conference call Sunday to discuss the immediate future of college football. The call came after reports that the majority of Big Ten presidents want to postpone the 2020 season. Sports Illustrated reports high-level conference meetings are being planned across college football this week, with the expectation the season will be postponed to 2021. A man is in custody following a police chase in Foley. Police believe the driver threw drugs out the window before bailing out of the car and running away. He was caught near the home where the car was registered. We're about 48 hours away from the start of school in Baldwin County. Today, school officials will cut the ribbon on 3 new school campuses, Orange Beach Middle and High Schools, Florence Mathis Elementary School in Foley, and Bell Forest Elementary School in Daphne.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state. Alpha Plastics clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130.